It's the first Rick Willett, Tri-County Lady Mustang Coaches Show of the year here on KTTN-FM 92.3, Tuesday, 5:35, your time to listen to the show. If you missed the show, we're going to do best we can here to get them online, kttnsports.com. Just give a listen to them that way if you do miss the regular time of the show. I know how that goes. You get caught doing something else, and then you forget. So we have that option for you as well. I was talking with the coach over at Grundy last week, yesterday rather, and we know that you have a lot coming back and that you made a good step as a program last year. How much better do you look this year as far as a team?
Well, I think you could almost look at it, if you want to look, last year we lost to Grundy by 10 runs. This year we beat them by 10 runs. I only lost three starters, and I had plenty of freshmen coming up to fill that slot. So I think we're a pretty solid team. We're building off of where we finished last year. So very proud of the kids.
Your offense was really consistent. We're going to look back at Friday night. You had Grundy come over to your place. You beat him 14-4. As I understand it, it was 2-2 after an inning and a half. You just kept putting runs on the board, though, and you really ran away from them.
Yeah, we had on the in the first inning, my pitcher stumbled over first base. And so it took her about, the second inning to get that together. They scored three runs in the second inning there. And then that was pretty much it. And, once she got her feet back under her, literally got her feet back under her, she's a consistent thrower and she's just a freshman. So it's a big deal. We got a good defense behind her and we hit well, run well. So I think we'll be a pretty solid team this year.
We know that in the conference. And this isn't any, I'm not going to break the atom here by saying this. North Harrison's a team to beat. It seems that they are every year.
No, I don't. Really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sarcasm. Noted.
North Harrison, they great coach, great kids, great community. They're always, as long as I've been here, and this is my 14th year, they've always been tough. And they're always very good sports about it, too. Their players are good sports. Their fans are, and their coaches too. So yeah, but they're the ones you're gonna win HDC. You're gonna have to beat goes through North Harrison.
And you got them not too far down the road, the 6th, which I believe is next week at some point.
Next week.
So obviously, you'd love to be able to challenge and beat them, but short of that, do you feel like you have a chance to be in that spot right behind North Harrison in the conference this year, Coach?
You hope so. I mean, as I tell the girls, nobody's going to give you a win. You got to go out and get it. And East Harrison, I know they didn't have a team last year, but the year before, they were a very good team. So, we're going to have to battle. Like I said, nobody wants to lose, so we should be competitive.
So when you talk about a lot returning this year from last year, Coach, you have experience with what the girls had last year. Where did you want them to work the most over the offseason to get better, and have you seen some of that work really pay off here over the last 4 weeks?
Oh, yeah. We needed the pitchers to get where they were throwing strikes. Our biggest problem last year was just too many walks in a game, and the kids started working. You could see them on their own after school. They were working with pitching coaches and playing, so they knew it was going to be highly competitive to be one of the 9 starters. And they just continued to work on their fundamentals and fine-tune that down, and their hard work's paying off. It looked good coming in to camp and then coming into practice compared to what it was a year ago, where we were just trying to get them, they hadn't won hardly any ball games in 4 years. It was just trying to get them that, hey, you can win, and now the kids expect to win.
And you would like to have a group of kids that, whether or not they're struggling or whether they think they have a shot to get better or they're at the top of the heap anyway, that they're out there working. It does make it easier, though, to motivate them when they see that, hey, we're close, and it might be that extra 5 minutes I spend in the cage or the extra half hour I spend throwing the ball that's going to get us over the hump.
Right. That's exactly it, that they see the hard work pays off, and it's the little attention to detail to make sure you're backing up, your feet are in the right place, you're set, you're throwing, that the game's not too big for you and you're used to the pressure of it. The fog and friction of a game is, we used to say in the military, fog and friction of war. All the crowd, the adrenaline, that you handle it like it's a practice.
Yeah. I go back you know, a long time doing these Tri-County coaches shows, but if I go back into that 3-4-5 year category where the program was struggling and that, you know, wins were very, very scarce, but I started hearing these rumblings from the coaches of, you know, the talent level just isn't there right now in the 10th, 11th, 12th grade, but we're starting to get youth programs going, 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, and we feel like that's going to start to turn things here in a couple of years. Is that kind of what's happening right now, Coach? Do you have a group of girls that they've been playing pretty consistently this sport for the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years?
Yeah, and they're competitive. Like I said, the team's made up of 4 seniors, a junior, and then 7 sophomores and 5 freshmen.
Those are outstanding numbers.
Yeah, and, you know, we got 3 freshmen starting, 2 sophomores, a junior, and then 3 seniors start. And so, yeah, it's good to see their mental attitude, and we're seeing it across all our sports program. And it's just a matter of you got to coach them up. You know, coach them, not be lazy when you coach, and coach them up. And Tri-County now, we have a good set of coaches across all the sports.
One of the battle at Class 1 is, you know, you talk about the ups and downs, and certainly that does exist in small school sports. But if you can get to where you have 4 or 5 per class, and there's not necessarily that one class that you have that just is very good, and then it's like, you know, it's famine the next year. And it sounds like you have that going right now where the balance in the student athletes in the classes is pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good, and even the kids that, let's say, aren't your top tier, you know, you work with them for a couple of years, they become really solid players, and it's critical on your team is not necessarily the starting 9, it's the backup players that push the 9 and that can come in and relieve them, or if somebody's sick or hurt, vice versa, and that always takes time to bring them up. So when they come out year after year and keep working, it's a pleasure as a coach to have that.
You mentioned a freshman pitcher earlier, Coach. Who is that young lady?
Yeah, Carly Turner.
When you look at what she has now and what she potentially could have, how good of an arm is she?
She could become very, very good. You know, she's got the mental makeup of it and the physical ability too. It's now getting the reps, getting in there, developing the pitches and the throws, you know, and becoming that pitcher, you know, where you're changing speeds, hitting inside, outside, having various pitches and that. But she works very hard. And that's not to say, you know, my 10th grader who returned from last year, she's been working hard too. She will get her opportunities. That's Lexi White. She's just an outstanding third baseman, which sometimes is very hard to come by.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at the schedule here, because you got Meadville coming up on Friday, but before then you got a conference game at Winston on Thursday. You get that, you go to North Harrison, then 2-0 in the conference. That Winston game is big.
Yeah, that's what you want to go. When you go play North Harrison, you want to be as solid as you can be. Yeah. That's what we're hoping for, but again, like I said earlier, nobody's going to give us a win. You got to go out and get it, and Winston always plays us hard, always have. We try to play them hard. It should be a good game.
Absolutely. A little bit of a road swing now for Tri-County. The next home game isn't until Novinger pays a visit to Jamesport on the 10th of September. It's Winston Thursday, Meadville Friday. And I'm going to sit here and try to figure out what day the 6th of September is, Coach, against North Harrison. Is that a Thursday?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, that is a Thursday. So that'll be a trip up to Eagleville for HDC game number 3. Coach Willett, we appreciate you joining us. Best of luck to you and the Lady Mustangs later this week.
Thank you very much.